What Women Must Know with Sheryl Selman, Mondays at 2 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone, to What Women Must Know, a show about holistic perspectives and solutions for women's health matters. I'm your host, Dr. Sheryl Selman. I'm a naturopathic doctor and author. I have another radio show on this network every Sunday at p.m. called the Women's Healing Circle. And I really am very dedicated to helping women, men too, I may add, really have a more profound understanding of their own bodies, their hormones, and how to make the most informed decisions possible regarding their own health experiences and, you know, just navigating this world so you can stay healthy and move from strength to strength. So on this show every week, we have the opportunity to have an in-depth exploration and conversation into subjects that women must know. So today we're going to be talking about a very seasonal subject. It's time that we understand now that spring has sprung. At least it has where I am, although you wouldn't know it today. But when I do look out, I see all those flowering plum trees and pear trees, and little buds are definitely coming out to visit us. I see the daffodils in full bloom, so I see the signs. And now that we are approaching the equinox, we know that the wheel of seasons is turning, and as a result, our body is also making changes and adjustments. And, you know, you may not be aware of the fact that as we go through the seasons, we actually are activating different organs and energy expressions in our body. And we need to know that, because as we move in harmony with the seasons, as we support the expressions of our own body, the organ systems, the foods that support this balance of health and harmony, we thrive. And we really are on the road to optimal wellness, which is my favorite. I love the term optimal wellness. So anyway, to help us understand the energy of spring, also address some of the health challenges that may start occurring for people, because with all those wonderful flowering trees and flowers coming into bloom, it also adds more pollen in the air. And for many people, spring is also allergy season. So we're going to be exploring all of these really important subjects to help you not just stay in balance and harmony, but to heal so you can enjoy the spring without the suffering of sneezing and itchy eyes and itchy throat. And I want to say one thing before I introduce my guest, and that is that for many, many, many years, I actually had chronic hay fever. I remember being so debilitated that I was flat on my back. It was exhausting and literally drained the life force out of me, as my immune system was just in overdrive. Those eyes were so itchy. The throat was so itchy. It was horrible. And many of you, I'm sure, can relate to this. But here's the good news. Following the principles and some of the solutions we're going to be talking about today, I actually am free of all allergies. I don't get any symptoms at all. So we're going to be giving you the clues so you can fit those pieces of your puzzle together, because allergies are symptoms of deeper imbalances, not to be ignored. So to help us understand this a really interesting topic, often really frustrating topic for so many people, is my guest today. He's a guest that's on a regular basis because there's so much wisdom that he has to share with us today. So let me introduce him. He is Angelo Druda, who is a traditional Chinese herbalist. He has 20 years or more of clinical experience with traditional Chinese medicine, and he is the founder of Traditional Botanical Medicine. His clinical work has been written about in alternative medicine magazines, and he is here to share with us the knowledge and the wisdom of traditional Chinese medicine as it relates to the season that we are now approaching. So, Angelo, welcome.
Greetings, Dr. Selman. It's good to be here again.
Well, it's always great to have you, and I love having you as we make these turns of the season. As a Chinese medicine practitioner, and myself as someone who has studied and have a great interest in Chinese medicine, there is awareness out of that system of the importance of attuning to the seasons and changing our foods, changing some of our behaviors, changing the type of herbal and nutritional support that happens with the turn of the season. So that's what we're going to be exploring today, because it fascinates me, Angelo. I have to say it really is something that always stimulates a passion in me to how to move more in harmony with the energies of the earth and the, you know, greater universe, I guess you can even say.
Can you hear me?
I'm waiting for your response.
Oh, I've suddenly had all kinds of noise on the line here. But you can hear me okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, good. Well, yes, it's springtime, and perhaps no culture of people understood the effects of the cycle of seasons that had on the human body better than the ancient Chinese. And yes, they would actually learn to harmonize with the energies of each season and do various practices depending on those energies and the season. And in this way, they could actually magnify the rejuvenative process in their bodies and in the bodies of their patients. So this is springtime, and you see, it's all a function of sunlight and the earth. And the angle of the sun now is, as you were saying in your introduction, the angle of that sunlight now is beginning to hit the earth with an intensity that begins to stimulate a whole new growth process. And are we still there?
Yes, Angelo, I'm here.
Boy, the line finally did clear, whatever that was.
Okay.
So it's springtime. Now, the springtime traditionally was a time for detoxification. Now, I know this word can strike fear in the hearts of some, but in ancient Chinese and Taoist practices, this was the season in which the body would be detoxified, and particularly the liver would be detoxified. So if there's one organ that stands out as requiring work in the spring, it is the liver. And so today I'm going to, let's talk about a two-step process of rejuvenation that we can do in the spring, and it will have a powerful impact on our ability to enjoy and remain healthy as we move through the spring and into the summer. And of course, you mentioned these spring allergies, which will be hitting very soon as all the flowers and plants begin to go into bloom. So springtime is time to detoxify. And there are many ways to detoxify the liver and detoxify the lymphatic system and to detoxify the blood. And some people traditionally would fast during this time of the year. Some people would just make dietary modifications. So it really depends on what level of detoxification intensity you really are looking to achieve. But people don't need to necessarily fast. People can just draw on different food groups in the spring, and through the use of predominantly raw fruits and vegetables, people can effect a rather powerful and significant detoxification of the liver and the bloodstream and the lymphatic system and the skin. So why did ancient practitioners typically want to rejuvenate the liver during this time in the spring? Well, typically the diet is much heavier in the winter. It's colder. We're tending to take in more food just to stay warm. We tend to increase our consumption of fats and oils and sweets in the wintertime. And so the liver has been working overtime to process and detoxify some of these things from our blood. So the springtime, as the weather is beginning to get warmer, the energy in life is beginning to get more expansive, and ultimately spring and summertime are the most expansive and creative times of the year for us. By detoxifying the liver and get out all of these old accumulations from the winter, clear out the liver, and when we detoxify and rejuvenate the liver, we purify its ability to maintain a healthy blood supply in our body. And the other thing we do, which is another function of the liver, which is we allow the liver then to help regulate the flow of qi or life energy in our bodies. I mean, we all know that the liver has a blood detoxification function. But the liver also is a critical organ in energy regulation throughout the entire body. And so by doing some simple liver detoxification regimes in the spring, we're able to clear out the liver, strengthen it, and rejuvenate it. So this is what typically happens at this time of the year in the spring. And perhaps the simplest way to detoxify the liver is raw foods. This is typically the time of the year when we increase our consumption of raw fruits and vegetables. But for the liver, particularly those dark, green, organic, raw greens, those salad greens, are just about the best foods for the human liver. So this is a time where people can begin to increase these lighter, raw foods. We do not require as much warming of the body in the springtime as we did in the winter. And so people can start doing fruit juices, fresh vegetable juices. They can take in fruits and vegetables in the form of smoothies. They can begin to eat more and more salads. And just by doing something as simple as increasing your raw salad greens, increasing your raw fruits and vegetables, and if you can sustain that over a period of days and weeks even, we are going to affect a significant purification of the liver. It's that simple. As I said, some people decide to just stop eating solid foods. They just use vegetable and fruit juices. But people can affect a similar kind of cleansing just by simply eating more and more salad greens, more and more fresh fruits, and you will take a giant step towards preventing some of the allergic reactions that you were talking about earlier, Cheryl, because so many of these hay fever type symptoms, these symptoms of airborne allergies, so much of those kinds of symptoms are rooted in a congested liver. And so this is the best time of the year to get down to some of the liver cleansing, and we will save ourselves a whole lot of trouble. Really, it's just going to be a few weeks before all these blooms are going to start hitting.
You know, Angela, for people who may be hearing this approach for the first time, it might be helpful to talk more about the liver and from a Chinese medicine point of view, the role of the liver, where it, you know, where imbalances of the liver manifest, you know, what, you know, just what the big job of the liver is according to the traditional Chinese medicine point of view.
Well, according to the traditional Chinese medical point of view, the liver is the great regulator of energy flow in the body. And as an organ, we all see the physical organ of the liver, and we know that it functions as a blood filter, and that's absolutely critical. But the subtler components of the liver actually root into the emotional body, into the emotional and psychic energies of the human being. So the liver is actually reflecting all of the stresses and turmoils that we humans endure on a regular basis. And when the energy flow is not free and easy, which is the traditional description, the flow of qi through the liver should be free and easy, like a happy wanderer. When that energy is not free and easy, and the liver becomes contracted from shocks and stresses, then that energy gets stuck in the liver and it becomes stagnant. And when the energy becomes stagnant, then our emotional pattern becomes more reactive. Inflammation patterns begin to become much more pronounced in the body. Fire patterns can begin to develop. And all this can be traced back to poor liver function. Now, one thing I want to mention about what's happening in the world right now, we are seeing now an exacerbation, a magnification of a lot of fire patterns in people. And all we have to do is listen to the kinds of phone calls we get over the course of a week and hear the things that people are dealing with. And we are seeing a great increase in fire patterns. Scientists are telling us right now that we're experiencing a time of excessive solar flare activity. We all are aware of the kinds of catastrophes that we're witnessing in the news every day. Well, these kinds of circumstances, increased solar activity, increased emotional stress and difficulty, and we meditate on these images on a daily basis now, these things will magnify the fire patterns in the human body. And these fire patterns are all predominantly rooted in the liver, in the liver reaction. And so when I talk about fire patterns, I'm talking about people are calling in with more bladder infections than we typically see. People are calling in with gastric problems. People are calling in with insomnia and anxiety. And so many of these patterns we can trace back to poor liver function. And so the liver is not only being affected by the food that we're eating, the liver is also being affected by the lives that we're living and just the images that we see on a daily basis. All of these things will affect the liver, they affect our emotions, and thus they also affect our bodily health. And so during such times, not only spring, but during such times where we're seeing a lot of liver stress, these practices of detoxifying the liver, helping the liver function better, they reduce these fire patterns. They're going to have a powerful impact on our health overall, and they're going to strengthen us to carry on as the seasons move into warmer and warmer weather. So the liver is such a critical organ in Chinese medicine. And again, as I mentioned in these allergies, we almost always see significant liver congestion when we see people with these patterns of chronic hay fever. So one of the things we can really do to help ourselves is just take on some of these simple and healthful and even pleasurable practices. It can be as pleasurable as having a beautiful salad. One of the things I'm doing right now, you can just put some fresh fruit in a blender and blend it up. These are delicious drinks, raw fruits. They're going to help cleanse and purify the liver and purify the blood and reduce some of this fire agitation, inflammation. I also like to conceive of purifying the liver also as a kind of inflammation cleanse, because as you continue to do the things that purify the liver, you can actually just observe the inflammation levels going down on a daily basis in the body. So the liver is absolutely critical because it's being affected by everything that's happening to us.
Angela, can you talk a bit more as we understand the important role of the liver to our physical, emotional, and mental well-being, how liver imbalances manifest as different emotions, and also the liver has a connection to other outlets and systems of the body. And, you know, I just think it's so, it has such a profound role. Can you remind me in the Chinese medicine model how the epithet of the liver, what's the liver equated to?
Well, the liver is equated to the emotion of anger. And if you think about what anger is as an emotion, anger is it's a kind of venting of built-up energy and built-up emotion. Well, we see that build-up, that stagnation of energy, is being localized primarily in the liver. So the liver is the largest organ in the body, besides the skin, which is considered an organ and much larger. But the liver is a large organ in the body. And, you know, if somebody came up to us and put a gun to our head, the sense of threat would cause us to contract quite dramatically. We would feel our heart rate increase. Perhaps we'd break out into a sweat. So we know in extreme cases of threat, we can see the response in the body. Well, actually, even in these mild images of threat, for example, if you're just watching some of these images from the daily news, well, something similar is happening in the liver. The liver actually begins to contract. And the term in Chinese medicine is the qi stagnates. It gets stuck. It doesn't flow. And then the organs that the liver is going to affect after that, once the qi is not flowing freely through the liver, and it's stuck in the liver, and then the body's inflammatory process begins to take over, the two organs that are going to receive the invasion of that inflammation primarily are the stomach and the digestive organs and the heart. And so in Chinese medicine, we see one of the biggest culprits in heart disease is this poor functioning liver. It's the invasion of liver stress into the heart channel. And as we now know, those chronic patterns of inflammation over time will damage the heart. Well, that fire can also invade into the digestive system, disrupt the digestive system. And in Chinese medicine, that pattern is called liver invades stomach and spleen. And that pattern of liver invades stomach and spleen is one of the most common patterns we see in the clinic. And it is the cause of hay fevers, allergies, digestive distress, and it's also the cause of a host of gynecological issues in women, because when the liver gets out of balance and it invades the digestive system, then the body cannot produce sufficient quantities of blood to nourish the ovaries and produce that hormonal flow that we want. And so many of these premenstrual patterns, premenstrual complaints that women have, so many of these things are rooted in this liver and spleen disharmony. So the liver is just absolutely a significant organ, as they all are. But because the liver is mediating our emotional and psychic life, many times things are happening and we're not even aware of it. They seem to lie below our conscious minds on a daily basis.
And, I mean, it is a profound organ in our body, having many, you know, controlling many issues, like you said, women's health issues. And we'll talk more about that as we get into the conversation, because I think it's really important for women to understand the role of their liver when it comes to their hormones and all the expressions of hormonal imbalance.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's really important for people to make that connection when they have conditions. We'll just focus now on the allergy responses, and we may want to just get into that a little bit more. Are all allergies related to the liver, Angelo, or just certain expressions? Which is I want you to address, but I just want to make one more comment, is that when we have these symptoms, it's just so critical that we are paying attention to them, not just taking some antihistamine drug or whatever that suppresses the symptoms, because whenever you suppress symptoms, you're not paying attention to the body's attempt to bring your awareness to an imbalance, and so you just suppress them, which will drive the problem deeper and it becomes more entrenched and chronic.
Well, I would say that most of the typical airborne allergy reactions that I have seen over the years in the clinic, I cannot remember a time when I did not see significant liver and spleen problems. Typically, an overworking liver, which was establishing the inflammation process, and an underworking spleen, which was affecting the qi and energy levels in the body. So for these kinds of allergies, almost always I see that pattern, the pattern that we would call hay fever. And you're right. Now, I have also observed that if people do really do the right things for the liver, if they cleanse the liver, if they use the substances that restore proper liver functioning, and use some substances that will boost and strengthen the spleen, over time, as expressed, happened to you, over time, these patterns of airborne allergies do disappear. In many cases, people have to sustain that regime for a long time, particularly if they've had hay fever and airborne allergies chronically for years. So almost always, those particular kinds of allergies, that liver and spleen imbalance then causes the body to secrete all of this excess histamine, and we get all these symptoms that we call hay fever, which is fundamentally the body's mechanism of trying, reacting to an airborne stimulus that's not really a threat to us. It's just particles in the air. Now, nature, in its wisdom, has provided all of the things we need to rejuvenate the liver. And so if you consider what are the best liver foods, again, bitter, green, dark salad greens, your chard, your kale, even romaine lettuce, your spinach, your watercress, these raw foods are profound liver regenerators. And then within the plant kingdom, we also have been given some of the most absolutely premier rejuvenating herbs. There are herbs in the American Materia Medica, like burdock and pyraxicum, which is the dandelion plant. These roots are wonderful liver cleansers and liver rejuvenators. In Chinese medicine, we have herbs like gardenia and forsythia. There are herbs like milk thistle seed. What a tremendous rejuvenator and protector of the liver cells. So nature has provided these liver foods and liver medicines. They're out there. Of all the organs in the human body, the liver is the most ready to rejuvenate. The liver wants to rejuvenate. The liver will rejuvenate very quickly if we do the right things. So the liver cleansing is so critical. The spring, as we have been talking about, has been the natural time to do this before the weather gets truly hot. This is the time to do something with your liver. And if people are not really up for anything complex, there's a couple of formulas that I just basically call the premier spring formulas. In other words, for this season, if you were to ask me, well, what two herbal formulas are the formulas for the spring? There are two formulas. One I call detox tea, which we put in all of these great herbs like burdock and tarragon, and people can just put this in a tea and drink a couple of cups a day, and you're going to effect a wonderful liver cleansing and detoxification. And then from the East, we have this wonderful formula called triphala. If people haven't heard about triphala, it comes from the traditional medical systems of India and Tibet. Three fruits, highly balanced formula, gently cleanses the body, is known as a formula that Rasayana, they call it in India, where it regenerates tissue in the body. If people do nothing else, use some detox tea every day, use some triphala, and you will be drawing on the resources of the earth and affecting a significant rejuvenation of your liver.
I think that this is part of the wisdom of traditional Chinese medicine, because when you, of course, have these symptoms and try to get them taken care of, you go to your doctor and they'll prescribe a drug. But there's that, just because of the paradigm of allopathic medicine as compared to the paradigm of traditional Chinese medicine or even naturopathic medicine or homeopathic medicine, all the more holistic models are always interested in healing at the root cause. Because if you get a medication to try to suppress the runny nose or the itchy eyes, and you continue to be doing things that are stressing out the liver, there's a consequence to that. You pay
Absolutely.
The price.
You pay the price. You really do.
Especially as these conditions get more severe and it manifests as other health problems. You know what? That's the little music that lets us know we need to take a break. So I'd like everyone to just stay in there, because when we come back, we're going to talk about why it's important to address the needs of the liver to help you balance all the hormonal issues that may be going on in your life. We have been talking to Angelo Druda. He is the author of The Tao of Rejuvenation. We're talking about the role of the liver and why spring is the time to take care of it. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to What Women Must Know. Stay tuned. Just hang in there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
Join us, Bruce and Marianne Curtis, Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Progressive Radio Network for Truth and Freedom. We present provocative conversations with the world's most brilliant minds in the areas of holistic health, spiritual wisdom, politics, and a host of other topics. Some of our topics include the latest work in non-invasive therapy on the brain, the truth beneath the global economic meltdown, healing power of the breath, and the sublime truth beyond all religious traditions. In this age of transformation, we need to look beneath the surface appearance of things to see the underlying reality. From material that is always illuminating and often liberating, tune in to Truth and Freedom on the Progressive Radio Network Fridays at 3 p.m. Ever wonder why some people have successful lives? Well, let's shrink about this. Hi, I'm Dr. Molly Barrow, author of Matchlines for Singles and the Malia and Teacup Self-Esteem Building Series for Children. Please join me and my guests every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to explore psychological and practical problem solving, from personal issues to world events. You can call in to join the conversation or just enjoy listening. If you're looking for balance in your relationship, career choices, family, and your planet, please join Dr. Molly Barrow and Shrink About This Tuesday at 10 Eastern on www.progressiveradionetwork.com.
Mike Fader here. Every Thursday, following Gary Noll from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, I will expound and expand on stories, both personal and public, attempting to make the sometimes ephemeral but always essential connections between our internal landscapes and our external lives. So please join me, Mike Fader, Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time for The Turning Point, here on the Progressive Radio Network.
Let your imagination fly. I'm Francesca Rhiannon. Take a trip with me through the literary landscape of Writer's Voice. Join the tour and the conversation as we talk with writers of all genres about matters that move us and make us think. Right here on the Progressive Radio Network, every Saturday at noon.
Progressive Radio Network, information for the independent mind.
Hi, everyone. We are back. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You are listening to What Women Must Know. And my guest today is Angelo Druda. He is I consider him a master of Chinese herbal medicine, and has so much wisdom to share with us. He's also the author of Tao Rejuvenation. His website is tbmedicine.com, and I recommend everyone have a look up there on his website. He's got great information, articles, and he also has some unique formulas that he makes. So they're the highest quality to support the body's ability to heal. So, Angelo, the conversation we've been having is so fascinating. I think that, you know, maybe we can explore the role of the liver on women's health issues, because as you and I know, the liver has a huge influence on what's going on with our hormones. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be PMS or fibroids or cysts or hot flashes, perimenopause symptoms, you name it. The liver is a major player there and needs to be addressed if we want to really resolve these symptoms. So tell us more.
Well, for example, let's just think of what's going to happen if the liver's ability to detoxify toxins from the blood is compromised. We see this in so many cases with women who are tending to retain estrogen, they're tending to retain negative estrogen metabolites in the bloodstream, and they begin to show these estrogen excess patterns, which we know is a culprit in all kinds of health issues for women. And so many of the times we check in on these women and we find out that their liver has been stressed, not functioning properly for years, and they have been retaining estrogen 4 years, and the negative impact on health is significant. And what kind of symptoms? You mentioned them, symptoms like fibroids, which are estrogen-driven patterns and neoplasms, sore and swollen breasts, breast diseases. So many of these things are caused simply by the fact that the liver is not detoxifying the negative estrogen metabolites from the bloodstream. And, of course, as many people have already pointed out, we're tending to live in this modern society in a sea of estrogenic components and compounds. So the necessity to keep the liver functioning properly and to cleanse the liver is critical in this modern age. And then, as we were talking about earlier, if women know one thing, they know that their emotional state has a dramatic impact on their hormonal life. And again, as we were discussing, the liver is going to be affected by these emotions. So when you treat someone with Chinese medicine, or you treat a woman relative to these hormonal imbalances, you are going to be treating the liver as part of that regime almost always. So you're right. It just has a significant impact, liver health, on women's hormonal issues. And so many times, I know you see this in the clinic, Cheryl, and I see it, so many times you'll just make some simple changes that helps the woman detoxify, and they deliver. She comes in a couple of cycles later and is saying, God, everything has changed for the better. So the liver, it's huge, a huge impact on women's gynecological health.
Yes, and, you know, one of the things I always tell women is, obviously, it's important, the importance of really helping to cleanse and detoxify the liver, and there are lots of ways to do that. You talked to the role of these bitter herbs, and, you know, the greens, the origin of the salad came out of the tradition of having bitter herbs before a meal to help stimulate digestion.
Right.
And we've kind of adopted it. We don't necessarily have our salads first, although some people still do. But that's really the origins, because it was always known that the greens, and especially the bitter greens, which we could parsley or some of those the herby-like greens, have such a wonderful ability to support the cleansing of the liver. I always tell women, well, when women are asking me about, you know, help with their PMS and other health problems, you know, all the things, and really the list is the fibroids and ovarian cysts and polycystic ovarian syndrome and PMS and infertility, you name it. I always ask them, when they have their menstrual cycle, what is the color of the blood? So I'm going to let you take it from there, because you're the real master. But I think it's a great way for women to look at the symptoms that are manifesting, showing imbalance. We don't know what we're looking at, so we don't know how to interpret it. So that's why this is a great indicator if your liver is out of balance. So over to you, Angelo.
Oh, thank you. Yes, the woman's menstrual cycle and the period itself is the primary diagnostic indicator of what is happening in her body. And I know the work that you've done, Cheryl, for so many years is to educate women about their own bodies and how to read the signs in their bodies and how to treat those signs in a benign and wholesome way. And so the menstrual cycle, how long the cycle is, how short the cycle is, the kinds of symptoms that show up in the premenstrual phase, the kinds of symptoms that show up during the actual menstrual flow, the quality of the blood, as you were talking about, all of these things will help a practitioner understand what is happening with the liver, what is happening with the spleen, what is happening with the kidneys, what is the state of the blood supply in that person's body. In order for there to be harmonious hormonal health, the ovaries must receive an abundant supply of good quality blood. And in so many of these cases where we clean out the liver a little bit, balance the liver a little bit, boost the blood production and the blood flow in the body, in a matter of weeks, begin to see significant hormonal changes for the better. So you're right, these all of these signs are not to be ignored. I'm always saying these things, you're always saying these things. There are all kinds of signs. Period pain is not just a unique anomaly of your body. It's a sign that something is not functioning properly. Sore and distended breasts in the premenstrual phase are not signs to be ignored. If you're retaining estrogen, you do not want to ignore those signs for a couple of years, thinking that's just the way it is. And the beauty of reading these signs is the earlier you observe the significance of these signs, the easier it is to change it and to harmonize the body. So in other words, we always want people to begin to treat and rejuvenate patterns of imbalance long before it becomes actual organic damage. Treat it first at a superficial energetic level, and it's easy. It can be as easy as having a green smoothie. It can be as easy as having a salad. It can be as easy as taking an herbal formula three times a day. But if you ignore these signs and allow them to become chronic, and then over time we get organic cell damage, organ damage, and we can still heal and rejuvenate the body, but it's a whole lot more difficult at that stage.
Right, and I'm always encouraging people to pay attention. I mean, I had to learn that the hard way, of course. And if you don't
we
know what
did.
You're...
We all did.
We all did, you know. And if you don't know what you're paying attention to or you don't know how to read things, you don't see the patterns. Of course, as you become more aware, you do see the patterns and can nip it in the bud. You don't have to get way out of balance swinging, you know, huge pendulum swings from one end to the other. You just notice subtle things and stay on top of it.
Exactly.
You know, what about men? What are some of the symptoms of a liver issue or a liver that needs attention and can benefit from some cleansing? How does an energetic imbalance with the liver manifest in men?
Well, there are similar patterns, of course, or even patterns that are exactly the same at its root. However, men do not have such a highly developed hormonal reproductive cycle as women do. But you see it in men. I mean, the angry, aggressive male, we've seen a few of those out there today. It can be as simple as that. This is a liver fire inflammation in the liver pattern. So we see aggressive activity. We see aggressive behavior. Ultimately, warlike behavior is a fire pattern that has gotten completely out of control. You can see how many people on planet Earth are up to those kinds of activities. Mm-hmm. Greed, turn on the daily news. But for men, then, you know, these fire patterns can invade into their digestive systems. These fire patterns at some point can begin to invade into their lower organs, creating things like prostatitis. So men don't have as highly complex a hormonal balance, but they will suffer similar kinds of patterns of imbalance and breakdowns. And so this consideration absolutely applies to men also, and they can do so much to help themselves. Again, just by employing some of these liver cleansing and purifying foods. And people are always amazed how much better they feel, how much steadier their emotions are, how much clearer their thinking becomes. We are, as I believe you talked about in the beginning, we are a holistic organism. All the organs in the body are having an impact on each other. And we live in a holistic environment. The cycle of the seasons, the angle of the sunlight, it's all having an impact on our health, on our lives, and it's having an impact on our behavior. So it absolutely pertains to men and the fire excess. I mean, we know we're living in a time of global warming. There's just too much fire excess on planet Earth today, and where is that fire coming from? It's coming from humanity. It's not just manifesting out of thin air. It's the things we're doing as human beings are having a profound impact now on this planet. And these are the fire patterns I've been talking about. Humanity needs to cool out, chill out, clean out these livers, calm down, and get on to what's next for us. So yeah. You got me going on that one.
You know, it's also important to understand that if you're dealing in situations where you're frustrated, where you're feeling angry, you know, you find yourself in environments where you're either angry at somebody or withholding the anger, which shows up as kind of resenting and feeling frustrated with things, or you feel like you're blocked, you can't move forward. When you have those kinds of responses from whatever's going on in your life, they also in turn can compromise the liver. It's not just an imbalanced liver creates anger and frustration and those emotional imbalances. Having emotional imbalances feeds the imbalance that's going on. So it becomes this vicious cycle.
That's exactly right. I mean, that kind of activity and anger, it's not good for the liver. And those chronic patterns of liver inflammation are going to take their toll. As we were saying, it will be a large price to pay for these things.
Now, aren't there some headaches and even migraines that are associated with
headaches and migraines? This is a case where the energy of the liver, rather than flowing as we talked about earlier, freely and softly and easily through the liver down into the body, the fire actually, the energy gets congested in the liver, and the fire moves up into the head, creates headaches, creates that tight shoulder, creates the clenched jaw. So much of this is rooted in poor liver function. Exactly correct.
Well, and what about other signs of, I'm kind of jumping around here, but going back to the allergies, would skin rashes and other signs of allergic reaction, hives, where are those, can we say that those are also symptoms, allergic symptoms that relate to this clogged, you know, imbalanced?
Many times they are. In fact, you see, if fire is building up internal to the body, if there is excess fire in the body, that fire wants to come out. It wants to vent. It wants to come out of the body. And so when you see rashes on the skin is a reflector externally of what's happening internally. And so when you see those red rashes on the skin, you know that there is internal fire in the body trying to get out. Mm-hmm. And so these skin rashes are absolutely caused by these similar fire patterns. But the one that really takes the greatest toll is the one I mentioned earlier, is that internal fire moves over into the heart channel, and over time it damages the heart. And cardiovascular diseases will bring down the highest percentage of baby boomers on planet Earth today. The highest percentage of these people will be brought down by heart disease and cardiovascular diseases. So much of this will be driven by stress patterns coming off the liver moving into the heart. So I began today saying I was going to talk about a 1-2 punch for the spring. Well, the step one of that 1-2 punch is to cleanse the liver. Step two is something I like to do in the spring, is do a little bit of rejuvenation of the heart during this time of the year too. And for heart rejuvenation, it all comes down to nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is the body's secret ingredient for heart rejuvenation. The body produces it in the endothelium of the circulatory pathways. And nature has provided heart rejuvenating herbs which are loaded with nitric oxide. And people, this is a time of the year to use some of these heart rejuvenating herbs. It allows the body to produce an abundance of nitric oxide that expands the circulatory pathways, makes them slippery, so deposits can't stick in there and block our pathways. And so I consider liver cleansing and some heart rejuvenation to be a basic 1-2 punch for spring rejuvenation. And because in the summertime when it gets really hot, that puts a lot of extra pressure on the heart. So clean the liver, and that prevents this chronic pattern of inflammation from damaging all the organs and also damaging the heart. Do a little bit of heart rejuvenation around this time of the year and be able to remain healthy and enjoy the coming warmth.
And you know, that's such an important point, as the Chinese model understands that as you address the organs that are activated during the season, and we're talking about the liver in great depth, it prepares, and it's in its role in supporting healthy heart, it prepares the body for the next turn of the wheel, which is summer, and the work you do now is helping to make the organs that are activated in the summer, which has to do with the heart, more able to function and less stress. So this is this wisdom that we started out the show acknowledging, that allows ourself and the emotions and our perceptions, as well as the functioning of our body, to flow with the energies of health and vitality. And, you know, we're coming to the end of the show. It kind of brings me back to letting people know about your fantastic book, which I just think is a phenomenal book, called The Tao of Rejuvenation, where you, Angela, really discuss all this. I mean, it's subtitled The Fundamental Principles of Health, Longevity, and Essential Well-Being, and that is what this whole conversation has been about. So let's let people know where they can purchase the book, and if they want to have a consultation with you or they'd like to order some of your unique herbs, which you personally, you know, make and formulate based on traditional formulas and whatever knowledge you've added to that, where they can do that.
Okay, thank you. The book is The Tao of Rejuvenation, and I've laid out all these principles that people can apply in their life to improve their health, live longer, healthier, happier lives. The Tao of Rejuvenation, it's in bookstores, it's everywhere, but it's on Amazon.com. People can get a good price for that on that book on Amazon.com. My website is traditionalbotanicalmedicine.com, tbmedicine.com. All of the formulas we talked about are listed on the website. We have detox tea, triphala. Got a couple of formulas there of the great heart rejuvenating herbs. And so people can go to traditionalbotanicalmedicine.com and they can get a hold of us if they want to give us a call. The clinic number is 707-928-4126.
Well, Angelo, thank you so much. It was a fantastic show, as always.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day, and have a great day, everyone else who's listening in. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You've been listening to What Women Must Know. My special guest today is Angelo Druda. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.